This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Illinois could be about as blue a state as you'll find in tomorrow's presidential election. It's led some Democrats from the Chicago area to aim beyond the state's borders. They've ramped up their efforts in two nearby swing states in the campaign's final days. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos has the story.
At this point, we should mute because we're getting a little bit of feedback. So let's have everybody mute.
More than 100 Democrats from Illinois are getting trained on this Zoom call. Excellent. Then they'll make their own calls to people in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome everyone tonight. Wisconsin Wednesday, here we are.
Their goal is to help Joe Biden in the crucial fight for the dairy state.
You could have been sitting in front of your TV screaming at MSNBC, or you could have been just scrolling on Facebook, but you didn't do that. You took action. So be proud of that. But it's not over yet. And that's what
no Republican presidential candidate has won Illinois since 1988. So Democrats here instead have set their sights on Wisconsin, Michigan, and other nearby battleground states, which had gone for Barack Obama, only to swing narrowly for Donald Trump 4 years ago. Marge Halperin is a board member for one of the Illinois Democratic groups helping Biden in those states.
Indivisible Chicago is an alliance of neighborhood groups that came together out of the ashes of the 2016 election, determined to rebuild that Midwest blue wall that collapsed so disastrously.
There were big plans to send many Democratic activists from here to the swing states.
Wherever you live in the Chicago area, our volunteers are generally an hour, hour and a half from the key districts that we want to campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin.
But the coronavirus pandemic happened.
We pivoted quickly and geared up virtual phone banks. We were the largest out-of-state phone bank operation for both Wisconsin and Michigan throughout the summer. And we've made some 400,000 calls.
Their strategy is to get out the vote for Biden tomorrow and not to get into it with Trump supporters. Halperin trains the volunteers on the Zoom call to avoid even attempting to persuade the president's supporters.
If they tell you they're leaning Trump, we're done. Just a little lean to Trump. We don't want to talk to them. We don't have time for them at this point in the campaign.
With disputes flaring up about how late mail-in ballots can be counted in Wisconsin, volunteers were trained to give everyone the number to a voting information hotline. As for the Wisconsinites and Michiganders getting those calls from here, they may not even know the callers are out of state, says another Indivisible Chicago trainer, Mike Lenahan.
By the way, when they see your call coming in, they'll see a local number on their screen. They won't see your phone number.
Another Democratic activist group created in Chicago after the last election and now working across the Midwest is called Rust Belt Rising. Its executive director is former Obama aide Paul Kendrick.
We are a network of leaders working to win back our region up and down the ballot.
Besides Biden, Rust Belt Rising is also helping Democratic state legislative candidates in Michigan. And that's generated a strong reaction on the other side of the lake from the other party. A Republican running for a Michigan House seat in Kalamazoo aired this attack ad.
That's why Morse is backed by Indivisible Chicago, a fringe leftist group organizing protests that often turn unruly. The same dangerous cocktail of lawlessness and violence that's destroyed billions of dollars of property in our cities.
The TV ad also features images of police cars being smashed and an American flag up in flames. Halperin said nothing of that sort has happened at any of Indivisible Chicago's events. And she says the phone calls to the battleground states will continue throughout Election Day. Dan Mihalopoulos, WBEZ News.